Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. The Iraqi effort to take back the city of Mosul with its mixed military groups may come back with a bad outcome. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will join me in just a moment to give you more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Iraqi battle for Mosul, which is the headquarters for Islamic State in Iraq. How is that going?
Well, it's progressing slowly, you know, inch by inch. They're leading, of course, with special forces. They're taking neighborhood by neighborhood, but eventually they will destroy most of the ISIS in there, those that don't escape. What's going to be left, though, is not going to be a very pretty sight. We've inched in there, and we've found one mass grave after another, rubbled neighborhoods, most of the infrastructure just destroyed. So it's going to take many years to recover, if and ever we actually see that happen.
Well, not only the war-torn activities that's taking place right there in Mosul right now will they find when the fight is over, but I'm concerned maybe about the mix of those who are involved in the fight, the Kurds, the Iraqi forces, which you just talked about, and the Shiite Muslim militias. I mean, who's going to be the leader in Mosul after this is all over?
Well, that's the $48,000 question, Jimmy. I don't think anybody can reasonably say that definitely Baghdad's going to be in charge, because Baghdad is a puppet of Tehran. And the Shia militias recently, by the parliament of Baghdad, were recognized as legitimate part of the Iraqi security forces. That alienates, obviously, all the Arab Sunnis north of Baghdad, and it certainly doesn't go well with the Kurds, who occupy a large swath of the land up there. So we end up with a lot of contested territory, and I suspect we're going to see, once ISIS is gone, more tension across the geopolitical spectrum in that area.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon with details on the battle for Mosul. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
In the last days, the Lord will raise up the Kurds to defeat the city of Babylon. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Kurds are a people in Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and Syria. The Kurds actually want their own nation. They live in these neighboring nations, but they are not an independent state, which is what these people, the Kurds, would like to have. They want a state, and they already call it Kurdistan. The Kurds want the land that is around Mosul for the Kurdish state. The Bible talks about the Kurds rising up in the last days, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 11, to defeat the Babylonians, which is basically modern-day Iraq. With the activities in Mosul, it looks like that prophetic scenario is coming much better into focus. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...